Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Hi, this is Addison Russell, shortstop for your world champion baseball team. Being a world champion has been an extraordinary experience in many ways. That's why I'm a customer at Audi Orland Park. They make the ordinary experience of buying a car extraordinary. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary at Audi Orland Park?
Our ordinary needs to be extraordinary. Audi Orland Park on 159th Street or OrlandParkAudi.com. That's OrlandParkAudi.com.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Clearing out furniture? Free. Ripping out old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. No hidden fees, just free installation on carpet $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. See HomeDepot.com for details. Offer ends June 7th.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
CBS Monday. Get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me.
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are men of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
It's got a chance! Grand slam!
Wilson Contreras has just hit a granny.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves host the Charlotte Checkers at 7 on Tuesday at Allstate Arena in an elimination game of the Calder Cup playoffs. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for playoff information. In Major League Baseball, the Cubs, they open a series in Pittsburgh tonight. Brett Anderson opposes Chad Kuhl. First pitch is at 6:05. Pregame here on The Score with Mark Grody starts at 5:30. Chris Bryant, the Cubs' third baseman, will join Goff and Bernstein tomorrow at 2. The White Sox host the Royals tonight. Miguel Gonzalez faces Jason Vargas. First pitch on the south side at 7:10. In the NBA, the Bulls and Celtics, their series is tied up at 2 and goes back to Boston. It starts up again on Wednesday.
I don't want to see Robin Lopez on the bench in the fourth quarter. Right. We have a distinctive advantage, and we had a distinctive advantage in game 1 and 2 with Robin Lopez down low. You saw last night when Jimmy posted up, he did really well. When D-Wade posted up, he did really well. So if they're going to do that, we should operate to our strength and throw the ball down low and let the chips fall where they may. We have nothing to lose at this point.
That's Kendall Gill on This Morning with Mully and Hanley. You can hear that entire interview at 670thescore.com. Also in the NBA this evening, the Raptors host the Bucks in Game 5. Series is tied at 2. The Wizards visit Atlanta up 2-1, and the Warriors go for a sweep at the Blazers. One NHL note for you, the Blackhawks earlier today fired assistant coach Mike Kitchen. And in the NFL, former number one overall pick Jake Long is retiring after 9 seasons. He played with Miami, St. Louis, Atlanta, and Minnesota. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. Football fans, exclamation point. Join 670 The Score for the first round of the 2017 NFL Draft at Cork and Carries on Southwestern Avenue in the Beverly neighborhood Thursday. Burnson and Goff will be broadcasting live from 1 to 6, then stay for the voices of the Bears' Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer, joined by Bears' great Patrick Manley, NFL Hall of Fame journalist Dan Pompey, and the Score's NFL senior football analyst Hub Arkish, as they break down the Bears' third overall pick and all of the teams until 10 p.m. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Cubs. The next game on The Score, that's tonight, 5:30, Cubs and Pirates, right here on Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Goff Show.
Far, pump fakes. Now he throws to the end zone. Touchdown!
High formation backfield, receivers left and right for Brett Favre. Favre takes short drop, quick toss on the slant, got Driver, and there it is! The new all-time passing yardage leader is Brett Favre, 61,366 career yards.
You're going to have games where you get the ball in your deep in your own end, and you know, we've had them in the past where we've gotten the ball inside the 10 and we've gone the length of the field for a touchdown. Now, that's always the mindset, is each drive you have, try to score points.
Aaron Rodgers in the gun. Two safeties deep, fourth and seven. The game in the NFC North, maybe on the line right here. Rodgers under pressure of age. Peppers throwing downfield. Wide open catch, 10, 5, end zone. Touchdown, Green Bay. Randall Cobb.
You recognize that's not always going to happen, but that's the goal, that's the mindset.
Rodgers does this better than anybody. End zone, Cobb, touchdown. Unbelievable.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Time to talk some football, quarterbacking more specifically on the Home Run Inn Pizza Hotline. The champions are back. Cheer them on at Home Run Inn in Wrigleyville, just blocks from the park. We are joined by former Green Bay Packers quarterbacks coach and offensive coordinator and a man who survived being Jerry DiNardo's college roommate.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think, I believe, got a special dispensation. I believe they got the highest civilian honor awarded to him for surviving that.
I wonder who was paying for the beer most nights.
Tom Clements joins us on Sports Radio 670. Hello, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're good. We're good. Time to talk a little quarterbacking with you. Sure. I got to ask you a question, because the Wunderlich stuff I find amusing. We only find out the scores when they're really high or really low, and especially when you talk about quarterbacks, intelligence is important. And I don't know how to phrase this, so I'll just ask it. How dumb can a quarterback be and be successful in your eyes?
Well, that's hard to quantify. I think we always had the saying that the smartest players usually are the best players, because they understand the game. And at the quarterback position, there's so much going on. You have to understand your system. You have to understand the defenses, and you have to be able to process a lot of information in a very short period of time and make the correct decision. So, if you can do that, regardless of what you score on the Wunderlich, you have a good chance of being successful.
Why is it so hard to find enough guys to fill this position at the highest level? With all the camps, with all of the different offenses and all the information that's available to everybody, it still seems that in each year's draft, teams get crazy overrating and overdrafting people out of desperation, out of necessity, and frankly, just out of hope that they can find a guy to get them out of the quarterback wilderness. Why is it still so hard?
Well, playing the quarterback position in the NFL is, if not the most difficult position in sports, it's certainly up there, because, as I said, you have a lot of responsibilities on your plate. You have the ball in your hand every play, whether it's a run or a pass. You have to make a lot of decisions in split seconds, and it's a difficult position to play. So it's teams are always striving to get a guy who can fit within their system and make the kind of decisions and plays that are needed to be made in the NFL. It's tough duty.
There's still one big name without a job right now. Do you think Colin Kaepernick is talented enough to find a spot on an NFL roster anymore?
I think his history shows that he has the talent. I know the last couple of years, for various reasons, he had some injuries, and he wasn't as productive as he had been in his prior years, even though last year, I don't know the stats offhand, but I think he still was fairly productive.
16 touchdowns and 4 interceptions last year.
When he got the chance to play. So I'm not sure what the reason is why he's unable to find a job at this point, but there's still time for that to happen.
What about the development of Aaron Rodgers, who had the opportunity to be a backup and prepare behind another all-time great quarterback? What is an applicable lesson? What can other teams learn from how the Packers handled Aaron Rodgers, or is Rodgers himself so special that there really isn't that much to be learned?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, it's very difficult to come into the NFL as a rookie or a young guy at the quarterback position and play well, although that's obviously happened in the past. But it's I think it's much more beneficial if a guy can come in, learn the system, learn what he has to do, learn the NFL defenses, watch a great player play. And then Aaron had to sit around for 2 years or 2 to 3 years before he got his chance, and he was ready to go. You know, he's a very competitive guy, wants to do well. He's very smart. He learned a lot by watching Brett. And he learned a lot in the off seasons as when we used to have more time to develop players. He was there for, you know, months at a time when other guys weren't there, and we were going through things that I think in the long run enabled him to be a productive player.
What's the most important physical and mental attribute when you're scouting a quarterback that you want to see or that you need to check off your list?
Well, physical. First, you're looking at the arm strength, obviously. Can he make the types of throws that are required to be made? And then the things that you know that I think are important. Obviously, he has to have accuracy, short and long accuracy. Movement within the pocket to avoid the rush. Doesn't have to be a great scrambler. You look at the guy like Tom Brady, and he just has the knack of moving within the pocket, avoiding the rush, buying a little time to make the throw down the field. And then you can also evaluate movement outside the pocket, you know, just buying time, scramble ability, because those, if you can extend a play as a quarterback, it makes it harder for the defenders to stay with their guys. You're defending, extending the play. You can run, take off, get the first down, or just buy some time and let your receivers get open. So accuracy, movement within the pocket, movement with outside the pocket. You have to have toughness. You got to stand in there against the rush. Sometimes you're not going to be able to move. You're going to have a guy coming right at you, and you have to make the right decision and get the ball off. And then really the two things kind of intangible is you look at the tape and you see, does this guy make a play when there's a play there to be made? That's one thing. And then really probably the biggest thing is his decision-making ability. Because as I said earlier, a quarterback has the ball in his hand every play, and he has to make a decision if it's a run. A lot of times, what side to run it to, checking out of a bad play to get you into a good play. And then when you're throwing the ball, he has a lot of protection responsibility assignments or responsibilities. If he thinks a free rusher is going to be able to get to him because of the way what the protection scheme calls for, he has the ability to change the protection scheme or make a call to pick up that rusher. And then he has, after he gets the ball, he has about 2 or 3 seconds to analyze what the defense is doing, figure out the best place to go with the ball, and get it there with accuracy. So there's a lot going on, but really decision-making, if you have a great decision-maker, you have a chance to have a very good QB. I'm
talking with Tom Clements on Sports Radio 670 on the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score. At what aspect of the job are you most confident that you can improve a player. Some things they say, look, that can't be coached. That can't be coached. You talk about arm strength, size, speed, some of that stuff, maybe not, maybe around the fringes a little bit mechanically. But is there something where you could tell a personnel guy or head coach, say, hey, don't worry about this. I got this. I can make him better at this for sure.
Well, the mechanics of playing the position, the fundamentals. I mean, if you look at outstanding players, they all have they do the fundamental aspects of the game very well, and that's what we did in Green Bay. We spent a lot of time in the off season when we were able to do that, just working on, you know, what the drop mechanics are. We'd film Aaron and the other quarterbacks and show them what they were doing as they were dropping, showing them their throwing mechanics. Then you do drills to try to improve that, and then you film them again at the end of the process and see what improvements have been made. So I think the fundamentals of the play in the position, you can certainly help a quarterback with. As far as arm strength, you can improve that, I think, marginally. You can change the throwing mechanics a little bit, but by the time, you know, someone gets to the NFL, their mechanics are kind of ingrained. But as far as footwork, timing, things like that, you can work on that and help a player be better.
You mentioned film, and the one thing the Bears like to talk about, it's just, I don't know if it's just a euphemism or just something in their lexicon, they talk about the room. They talk about the quarterback room, and is somebody a good fit in the room? And then we hear about teams with support systems for young quarterbacks. Take us inside that room a little bit, and what matters and what doesn't matter. How much of that is just, you know, teams liking to talk about culture, and how much for that position really is material to the development of a high draft pick or a developmental draft pick?
Well, I think it's important. I know that because you, within the quarterback room or any position room, you spend a lot of time, you know, with the coach and the players, probably more time in the quarterback room because we had extra meeting time and I tried to make the best of it. So you spend a lot of time with these guys. They spend a lot of time with each other. And it's ideal if you can have a guy, and Aaron was this type of guy. He was very good at helping younger players. You know, you'd watch the film. He'd ask them questions at times. Why do you think I'm doing this? And then he'd go on to explain why he was doing it, what they need to look for. And this would be, you know, in the game or in practice, you know, because it's a competitive thing in practice, especially in training camp where you're going up against the defense. He'd say, hey, listen to their calls, you know, figure out what they're going to do. Just get some kind of edge. And the more communication you have with players about that within that room, it's going to make them a better player. And we, you know, we all often said that as you're talking within talking about a specific issue you might have, everybody voices their opinion. You know, he might have an opinion. I might have a different opinion. Someone else might have a third opinion. But then you have to discuss it and come to a decision, and everybody get on board with how you want to proceed. So in the later years with Aaron, you know, as I said, he was very good with younger players. But as he got more experience and knew the game better and better and better, it was more of a collaborative effort. You talked about it, arrived at a decision, and then you went with it.
Tom, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much. We look forward to talking to you again in the future about quarterbacking and the NFL.
Okay, thank you.
Tom Clements. Yeah. All right, I got a question for you, Dan Bernstein.
A question?
Yes, I got a question for you. I'm wondering why the Bears are doing something today that they can easily wait Friday for and get more value out of it.
Okay.
They're doing something today, and I've asked some people around that, you know, around, not in the quarterback room, but around that building.
You're not allowed in the quarterback room. I don't know the secret knock.
I haven't gotten a satisfactory answer yet, so I'll throw it out to you and the people, and we could chop it up, because I don't know what you don't know what you're really pushing to the people yet as far as the product is concerned.
Chicago baseball game day schedule presented by Jimmy John's. It's the Cubs at Pittsburgh, the White Sox against Kansas City. Jimmy John's, fresh, fast, and tasty. Jimmy John's is love at first bite. Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's, freaky fast, freaky fresh. We will attempt the impossible trying to figure out the Bears. Next on The Score.
Bears fans, get Chicago's best draft coverage from The Score's team of Bears experts. Paul Barkish, Dan Pompey, Brad Biggs, Mike Mulligan, Patrick Manley, Greg Gabriel, and Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer. Don't miss our live coverage of the 2017 NFL Draft starting at 6 p.m. Thursday. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. After playing another unbelievable game and notching yet another triple-double, Russell Westbrook snapped on a reporter who tried to ask his teammate Steven Adams why things go so wrong when Westbrook goes to the bench.
And I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
Say, Russell, you ain't played well at all. Say Russell and the team haven't played well. Don't say when Russell goes out, the team don't play well.
That may be, Russell, but I asked Steven a question. And it's a legitimate
question. Next question.
Easy, Russell. Us. I get that you're frustrated, but a big reason you are is because of what that reporter just laid out. He's right. The Thunder are not a threat to anyone with you on the bench. Come to find out, they may not be much of a threat to anybody with you on the floor either. So that's not some reporter trying to divide your team. That's just some dude doing his job and asking a very valid question. I'm Jim Rome.
There's welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow, now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Ebensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples, your office away from home.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the Emmy-winning Amazing Race with the biggest twist ever.
Go! 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 Go!
These contestants are racing around the world.
This is going to be awesome.
With a total stranger they just met.
Are you kidding me with this?
We are the most oddballer combination here.
Now they're on the adventure of a lifetime.
I am trying to meet you halfway.
Please.
I'm calm. You should know. Telling me to calm down makes me worse.
I can tell.
The Amazing Race, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
All right, so you guys know I love my Xfinity services, and two of my favorite features are the Xfinity Stream app, where I can take all of my TV entertainment on the go with me, and the Xfinity On Demand system, which is great. The other night, a buddy of mine was sending me clips of a Tenacious D movie, which I've never seen before, and I was like, all right, I should probably check this movie out so I can understand what these clips are about. So I grabbed my X1 voice remote, and I said, show me Tenacious D, the pick of destiny. I felt stupid saying it, but then it popped up there on my screen because I was able to access Netflix through my X1 system, and there it was, and I watched it, and yeah, it's worth a watch late at night, and I would suggest doing it while enjoying some of your favorite adult beverages or other adult things. It makes it probably more funny that way. Also watching right now on Netflix, that 13 Reasons Why, watched the first episode, pretty interesting. I think I'll stick with it. And also The Leftovers, that was recommended to me from a friend of mine today on Twitter, and I may have to check that out, and I know it's right there on demand with my Xfinity system. I'm telling you, it's the absolute best in-home entertainment, and you can get that too. And the nation's best, fastest, most reliable internet through Xfinity. For a limited time, get the Xfinity X1 system like I have and internet for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. You enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with a 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, you get $150 back when you sign up today. Switch now to get this limited offer from Xfinity. You call them at 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.com.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your home and auto insurance.
State Farm can do that? That means I can do anything on radio. Like consume the rare and often poisonous pufferfish.
Mmm. Uh-oh. I can't feel my face.
Please, ma'am.
What happened to my tongue?
All I'm saying is State Farm helps life go right by helping combine your home and auto because they can.
I'm fine. Just a little paralysis.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Hey, Metro PCS and Cricket customers. Are you tired of family plans with data limits? Check out Boost Mobile's best family plan ever. right now at Align with unlimited gigs for just $30 a month. Is that an amazing value or what? Even more amazing, you can add up to four lines with unlimited gigs for $30 each, all on Boost's crazy fast nationwide network. What are you waiting for? Visit a Boost Mobile store today.
Play.it presents Showtime Championship Boxing.
Showtime!
Three podcasts connecting you with the fighters and industry leaders. On the Record with Paul Rivera.
We'll cover the lifestyle of boxing behind the scenes and hopefully a viewpoint that you don't get anywhere else.
From Brooklyn to the world with Paulie Malignaggi.
Many of you know me not only as a boxer, but as a commentator, broadcaster.
And The Reveal with Mark Kriegel.
When you sit down with fighters more on a personal level.
They give up a little piece of their soul.
Download and subscribe to Showtime Championship Boxing at Play.it and iTunes.
CBS Sunday. Don't miss Elementary.
It's been 5 years since you committed to being a detective.
Do I get a cake for that?
Holmes.
What do you and I do? It's not a job, it's a calling.
Watson.
The problem is that you think you're smarter than everyone else.
I am smarter than everyone else, demonstrably.
When these two get together...
I was gone for 5 minutes. You built a bomb?
My intention is to solve a murder.
It's anything but Elementary.
He's been really hard to catch, but he's going down today.
Quite.
Elementary. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
The Steel Savings event is going on now at Woodfield Nissan. Woodfield Nissan has all the bases covered with 25% off MSRP on new Nissan. So if you've waited to buy your next car, there may never be a better time to buy because Woodfield Nissan has drastically reduced the prices on all their new and used cars. So if you're looking to steal a deal, head over to Woodfield Nissan today. This is your chance to save at least $4,000 to $14,000 off MSRP on brand new Nissans. Every new Nissan's on sale. No models will be held back. And with over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles in one location, you're sure to find the perfect vehicle. So don't waste your time shopping around. Go to Woodfield Nissan and Hoffman Estates. You can choose from a huge selection of 2017 Nissan Altimas, Sentras, and Rogues, and more now available with 0% APR financing for 72 months. So what are you waiting for? Buy your next new Nissan at Woodfield Nissan and Hoffman Estates. Woodfield Nissan, just 2 miles west of the Woodfield Shopping Mall at Golf and Higgins, or go to WoodfieldNissan.com. Prices are plus tax, title, license, and doc fees. Savings off MSRP is on select models. 0% APR financing is on select models to qualified buyers, and it's $1,389 per month for 1,000 financed to qualified buyers in lieu of sale prices. Two or more available at this price.
For only $120, go to 670thescore.com/golfpack.
Hi, this is Chicago baseball world champ Wilson Contreras, and I love driving in runs. Almost as much as I love driving my new Ford from Westfield Ford in Countryside. As a catcher, I know a great pitch when I see one. So when my friends at Westfield Ford showed me how much I could save on a new Ford, I was all in.
Westfield Ford in Countryside always has a great selection of brand new Ford vehicles in stock. And right now, you can drive a brand new 2017 Ford Fusion for just $219 a month, or buy it for only $17,995.
I played in the Ford Classic last year, so I can handle the pressure. But you'll never feel any pressure at Westfield Ford, where you always find straightforward people and straightforward pricing with no hassles. So join me, Wilson Contreras, on my other championship team, Westfield Ford, on the corner of Joliet and LaGrange Road in Countryside. Visit WestfieldFord.com.
Closed end 36-month lease. To qualified buyers, $2,509 due at inception, 10,000 miles per year, taxes and fees extra, ends 4/30/17.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I'm excited about the additions, Mike Glennon, Quentin Demps, Deion Sims, Marcus Wheaton. We've got some other things working on right now, kind of coming down the pipeline. We're fired up.
And that's what got you fired up, hopefully, at 11 o'clock today, because Bears single game tickets went on sale today at 11 a.m. on ChicagoBears.com and wherever you find your tickets. This is the Bernstein and Golf Show on 670 The Score. And I was wondering, Dan, and I'm trying to figure this out, and this isn't like me playing radio or messing around, like legit wondering why the Bears had to do this today and why they couldn't do it Friday after the number three pick in the draft is made. If you look at the Bears starting lineup right now, their roster, their depth chart, I'm not going to go too deep.
Don't make me do it.
Eddie Royal is no longer, well, Kevin White.
Royal's still on the team.
Yeah, I was going to say he's no longer here because it seems like he should be no longer here, but whatever.
He will be no longer here.
Marcus Wheaton, Charles Leno Jr., Josh Sitton, Cody Whitehair, Kyle Long, Bobby Massey, Zach Miller, Mike Glennon, Jordan Howard, Paul Lasique, Akeem Hicks, Eddie Goldman, Mitch Unrein, Pernell McPhee, Nick Kwiatkowski, Danny Trevathan, Lamar Houston, Prince Amukamara, Quentin Demps, Adrian Amos, and Kyle Fuller. All right, Now, if I'm a Bears...
Also not long for the Bears.
If I'm a Bears salesperson, what the hell am I selling to anyone at 11 o'clock today? I'm legit asking you this question.
Mike Glennon?
What am I selling to you? If I'm a Bears fan who's got some money that I'm willing to pop, you know, early September, because, you know, maybe some guys and girls don't want to go out there when it's cold. I feel you for 4-12, 5-11 team, whatever it's going to be. Why am I forking over any dollars on Monday when Friday I could be introducing Jamal Adams or Malik Hooker or Marshawn Lattimore Deshaun Watson or Mitch Trubisky?
You're not cannibalizing that market because you have nothing to lose by giving yourself a little more lead time. All you're doing, if people want the tickets, now they're there.
What am I selling today, though?
I'm asking. But what I'm saying is you're not losing anything.
I know
because if there's excitement over a draft pick, the phones will light up and people will start just having them available now. You don't have to open the availability right after you make the draft pick.
I understand, but I just, if you want to make that kind of splash, if you want to really give your ticket holders something to give themselves in a lather over, you bust it out Friday morning, right? I mean, the rollout this morning, whether it be the press release to us or some of the stuff I saw on the interwebs on Twitter about Bears season tickets and single game tickets, I should say, go on sale.
Is it up to each individual team when to do it?
I don't know.
Or is that a league rule?
I don't know. And some of the people that I've asked in their, you know, their promotions department, their PR department, I'm still waiting for an answer to this. But why do it today? If it isn't league mandate. If it isn't every, you know, all 32 of you got to go on sale today at 11, why do it today?
It's kind of a soft launch thing. They realize that maybe Thursday night, Friday morning, they just double down and say, by the way, single game tickets are on sale. I don't even know how many there are single ticket wise.
Well,
you know,
don't go to bears.com, by the way. I made that mistake this morning.
Instead of
ChicagoBears.com?
Yes.
I went to bears.com and it wasn't what I was looking for. Cute, though. It's a big bear, like hugging another bear.
Oh, no, it wasn't that.
Yeah, it wasn't big burly men.
Okay,
just
those big hairy
hitting each other over the head
men.
With rubber fists. No, yes, that wasn't the case.
Okay,
but if you're gonna
sort of like when years ago when my friend's son was looking for Dick's Sporting Goods,
well,
and went to Google and it wasn't Dick's Sporting Goods.
And an hour later, he still realized
that it wasn't there. He said, "I was sure he was looking for baseball cleats or something." It's like, well, that's not what you found.
Well, I mean, every child finds porn at some point in their lives.
It used to just be in the bottom of a drawer or somewhere.
In between the encyclopedias.
The one kid, like the one dirty kid at camp who like had all the porn.
I got a story for you. I got a story for you when we come back from the update that I probably shouldn't tell.
Yes!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves host the Charlotte Checkers at 7 on Tuesday at Allstate Arena in an elimination game of the Calder Cup playoffs. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for playoff information. Major League Baseball, your Cubs, they open a series in Pittsburgh tonight. Brett Anderson opposes Chad Kuhl. First pitch at 6:05. Chris Bryant will join Goff and Bernstein tomorrow at 2. The White Sox host the Royals tonight. Miguel Gonzalez faces Jason Vargas. First pitch at 7:10 on the South Side. In the NBA, the Bulls and Celtics, their series is all tied up at 2. They're headed back to Boston. That series starts up again on Wednesday. Also tonight in the NBA, the Raptors host the Bucks in Game 5. Series is even at 2. The Wizards visit Atlanta up 2-1, and the Warriors go for a sweep at the Blazers. NHL, the Blackhawks made a move today. They fired assistant coach Mike Kitchen. And in the NFL, former number one overall pick Jake Long is retiring after 9 seasons. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Elmhurst BMW. Right now at Elmhurst BMW, lease the new 2017 BMW X3 xDrive 280i for only $419 per month for 36 months with no security deposit, $43.44 due at signing. Visit the luxury leader at ElmhurstBMW.com. Real-time sports in Elk Grove Village is a great place to host your rehearsal dinner for or private events. Seating is available for groups of up to 15 to 83. With all-inclusive packages available, for more information or to book your event, visit realtimesportsbar.com. I'm Matt Abaticola. This is The Score, 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Cubs. The next game, that's today, 5:30, Cubs and Pirates, right here on The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
On top of trying to figure out what you would be selling if you're the Chicago Bears right now, like if you're on my phone, Dan Bernstein, and you're my ticket guy, What are you rolling out to me?
I don't know, because the face value of the ticket isn't going to change.
Right.
And ultimately, you're going to go to StubHub or SeatGeek.
On a pure sales basis, like, hey, you, I know you got some money in that pocket, and this is why you should come here. This is why. Before we know what the pick is, because it's going on sale. It went on sale, 3 hours ago, 2.5 hours ago, somewhere around that.
I'm a tough sell when it comes to a football ticket because I'm not interested.
I got you.
I'm not.
But you're talking to an interested football fan and you're selling the Chicago Bears. Dan Bernstein, you know, vice president of sales.
Yeah, it's hard. The truth is you're probably selling the variance year to year in the league and a dead cat bounce.
You ain't selling, but you can't talk to your fans that way.
Right. But you got to. How do you package?
How do you polish that?
How do you polish that and say year three of the John Fox defense?
We'd like to probably not do that again.
Yes.
Oh, soon, Johnny.
You're
selling to them that we're going to fire the coach next year, and hopefully this quarterback that we draft will be good after Mike Glennon sucks.
There are some people who believe that the defense is definitely going to be better. That Leonard Floyd in year two, you know, that everybody back healthy is going to be a better chance, and that we won't have the injury. Very unlikely to have the same injury problems. There's no hook. Jordan Howard, budding star. You have a new quarterback, but it's a quarterback most people think is no good.
The least amount of fanfare for a Chicago Bears acquisition at that position that I can remember in decades.
You really don't have a hang your hat on hook. Maybe they're just opening the possibility, and then whoever that draft pick is the guy that they're going to trot out and try to sell to you. I don't know how NFL teams
sell
anymore, especially because of the significance of the secondary market and the fact that enough people are just going to buy an NFL ticket as some kind of potential saleable asset.
Well, the experience is what they're going to sell. You can get into certain places probably with those tickets, but I don't know if the Cadillac Club still exists, but when my father had tickets, we'd go to the Cadillac Club, and I thought that place was just the nuts, man. I'm like, oh, all the shrimp I can eat and still watch a bad football game and watch Adrian Peterson run all over these dudes. Like, that was a great experience for me. And we got those September games out the way, and then we didn't go back because we weren't about to be out there freezing our asses off.
I was going to say, you're selling people an opportunity to sit in the cold and watch a bad football team and spend an entire day doing it.
But can you get Cadillac Club, can you get those kind of like reserve seating or club tickets on StubHub?
A lot of money now, too.
Oh, dude, back then it was like $450
back
bucks a ticket.
Then.
Yeah. You know, $40 for parking.
I don't get it.
$1,800 for a family of four.
I have not been to a Bears
company
game
tickets since, too. My dad was never going to foot the bill on that.
I have not been to a Bears game since I stopped covering the team in 1999. I have not wanted to.
You haven't covered team. I forget quite often how long it's been since you covered
it. It's been almost 20 years since I have been to a Bears game because for me, it's the equation broke. The TV's too good, and what you
get all the games.
What you ask of the commitment to go to a football game, and we used to go to every
game. Parking.
As a kid, we had season tickets. We went to every. It was what we did on Sundays as a family. Mm-hmm. We went to games.
You laughed at concussed quarterbacks as they were wheeled out of the stadium.
Threw popcorn at them. But it's so. I don't know.
What a piece of crap kid this guy was, man. Like a guy is. A guy's feeling pain like he's never felt before.
No, he was out cold. He wasn't feeling anything.
Well, I mean, his family is watching his career and their hopes for any financial, you know, flourishing go out the window. And this guy's throwing pot. Little Danny Bernstein Jr. from Deerfield.
That's our next station event. We're going to have listeners come in here and throw popcorn at you while you're trying to do the show.
Let the record show the unconscious Gary Kubiak was lying on a stretcher behind the north end zone, and we were leaning over a railing. We weren't dumping. It wasn't like the Edmonton Oilers. We were just flicking individual kernels of popcorn, trying to see who could land them closer to the unconscious Gary Kubiak. And they just left him there. There were
they moved the practice to the other side of the field.
No, the ambulance is right there. It's like the EMT stopped to get a cup of coffee or something. Just leave him there. I'll be over here for a while.
Is there some breaking news that Adrian Peterson is a New Orleans Saint?
Well, there was talk picking saying? Up.
Okay. I mean, he's not very good at football anymore, so it's just a, I don't know, it's a name. I don't know if the game is going to go with him in New Orleans. All right, quickly for this story. How can I do this? A friend of ours has a young child, and he is around 4 or 5 years old. And you know how kids make little forts, like little tent cities in the living room. Yeah, yeah. You throw a blanket over everything, and yeah. That's your little fort. Don't come in here. I'm hanging out. The kid jumped on YouTube, and I don't know what the kid put into YouTube to get it started, but the kid was inside of his tent for approximately an hour and a half. And the mom,
that's,
you know,
a little young,
I guess she was letting them, you know, stay up late on the weekend. So it's probably like 10 o'clock or something like that. And the mom goes and checks on him, and the tent was easily compromised, shall we say. You know, she could just lift it up, and and she looks down, and the young man who was sitting there and is...
He's four?
Four or five, somewhere around there. I think a little. Somewhere around there. And she looks down, and the young man looks up and says, "What, mommy? My wee wee's too big?" Because apparently the young man was aroused to the level that he had never been aroused to before. Now, I don't know how this happened at 5 years old. I don't know when you could start to feel that way, but.
What?
Yeah. And.
What was he watching?
Well, I guess it started somewhere, and
it was Dora. It was a really good episode.
It was the lost episode of Dora.
It started somewhere and it ended with like strippers or something like that.
Backpack.
Yeah. So when we talk about how easy it is to find porn,
say I'm the map. Call me the map.
This friend of ours compromised his tent city, and he had to ask, "Am I in trouble?
Wow.
Because wow. my wee wee is too big."
Well, someday. Not now.
One can only hope, son.
But someday.
And I didn't even ask her like what she said. Like how do you control that situation? Do you throw water on him? Like what do? Do you hose the kid down immediately and then talk to him?
Find a psychologist. The baseball game day schedule presented by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. The Cubs are in Pittsburgh. White Sox play Kansas City. The Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. Len Casper joins us next from Pittsburgh on The Score.
This is Ben Zobrist of the World Series champion Cubs, and you are listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
I'll hear from my friends at Chevrolet. I was thinking earlier this morning, the moment you wake up in the morning, you make the best choices that suit you, from the coffee you drink to the clothes you wear. It's all about you. If everyone and everything in this world were the same, things would be boring, right? Well, Chevy knows that, and that's why they've got enough special edition Silverado trucks for you to choose from that will make sure you stand out in any crowd. The first ever Silverado Redline Edition sports red and black accents for a look that stands out in a crowd. Its urban-inspired designs bring Silverado to a whole new level. And did you know the Silverado was highest-ranked heavy-duty pickup by J.D. Power & Associates for 2 straight years? Check out my personal favorite. Also, there's the Blackout Edition Silverado. You got to see this thing. With 20-inch black painted wheels and a blacked out Chevy bowtie badge, I give this truck a rebellious look, while standard deep tinted rear windows take stealth to the next level. It's trucks like that that have made Chevrolet America's fastest growing full line brand. Not only that, but no other brand has more J.D. Power initial quality awards than Chevrolet for the 4th consecutive year. Chevy is having another amazing year so far, and you got to check them out. There's never been a better time to sign and drive, so stop by your local Chevy dealer today or build your custom Silverado at Chevy.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
I'm here with Max Reed, business leader faculty member at Lake Forest Graduate School of Management. Lake Forest builds great leaders who change lives and propel businesses forward. So Max, building success can take a long time. How do you stay motivated and avoid celebrating too early?
A big danger in sports and in business is celebrating before the game is over. Winning the first half does not mean winning the game. Making your first quarter revenue goals does not mean you'll end the year in the black. Being ahead can give you momentum to build on, but if a leader does not harness that effectively, there's still time for things to fall apart, and often they do. Letting your team rest before the final whistle is blown, and your hard work can come undone. Winning organizations succeed because they've defined their game plan, they're constantly measuring their success, and they adjust and tweak when necessary, but they never lose sight of the ultimate goal, and they play until the whistle is blown.
Through the MBA and corporate learning solutions, Lake Forest cultivates working professionals into broad thinkers and strong leaders with the tools to make a difference in their organizations and communities. Learn more at lakeforestmba.edu.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Clearing out furniture? Free. Ripping out old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. No hidden fees, just free installation on carpet $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. See HomeDepot.com for details. Offer ends June 7th.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
A tool called Name Your Price. Get a grip on your spending like an industrial vice. It's nice. Beats rolling the dice. I prefer brown rice. Don't carry dumbbells when you walk on thin ice.
Get insurance based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Metro PCS and Cricket customers. Are you tired of family plans with data limits? Check out Boost Mobile's best family plan ever. Right now, add a line with unlimited gigs for just $30 a month. Is that an amazing value or what? Even more amazing, you can add up to four lines with unlimited gigs for $30 each, all on Boost's crazy fast nationwide network. What are you waiting for? Visit a Boost Mobile store today.
Play.it presents Showtime Sports.
Showtime!
Three podcasts connecting you with top athletes in professional sports.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the sniper out of Cleveland.
What's good?
This week's On the Record special guest is Cleveland Cavaliers' J.R. Smith.
Is this your toughest season you've had to deal with as a pro?
Yeah, for sure. Not playing the way you want to play on the court. Not having your family how you want it off the court. It's a lot, but, you know, there's nothing I can't handle.
Download and subscribe to Showtime Sports at Play.it and iTunes.
The verdict is in. Tuesday's new hit drama is Bull.
Here comes the fun part.
He's not a lawyer.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth effectively.
He's a jury consultant.
I change juries' minds for a living.
Critics say Michael Weatherly is charismatic.
I'm a big fan.
Witty and hilarious.
It's great to be me, isn't it?
It's a bullseye.
I'll see you in court. I'm looking forward to it.
Michael Weatherly is Bull. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legaladvice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legaladvice.
If you're ready,
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Oh, baby!
Lynn Casper. Chicago Cubs play-by-play man.
There's a drive! Deep to left! Cubs win! Cubs win! Wow, Anderson Russell!
Oh, baby!
All the latest news and notes from the Cubs.
Last chance here. Two outs and a drive to right. It's deep and...
Casper with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Oh, baby, Len Casper is brought to you by Two Brothers Artisan Brewing. Follow your passion. Drink Two Brothers Beer. He's on Twitter at Len Casper, and he is with us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. The champions are back. Cheer them on at Home Run In Wrigleyville, just blocks from the park. Okay, Len Casper, we've got the glass half full, the glass half empty, even just 18 games into a season. The Cubs have not played that well. The Cubs are in first place. So how do we look at this?
I think we look at it as just kind of incomplete because it is early. I agree with you. I don't think we've seen this team at its best. They've played six series. They've won two out of three in all of them except for getting swept by the Pirates. So, you know, that part of it you definitely take. I don't think the starting pitching has really gotten into a rhythm. I think the bullpen has been largely excellent, save for about a 3 or 4 day stretch on the last homestand. And I think offensively, we've seen moments where they've had these big comebacks and have scored a lot of runs late in games, but they haven't really gotten to the starting pitcher on a consistent basis like we saw them do throughout last year. And then the other part is they're in a bit of a defensive slump.
Mm-hmm.
They've committed 15 errors, just two off the major league lead. Their defensive efficiency is, I believe, a little below average right now, and they kind of ran away with that in terms of turning batted balls into outs last year. So I guess it would be half full for me, considering they are 10-8 and haven't really played all that well.
Sometimes baseball makes you marvel at things, and you go, wow, take a look at that, or how is this happening? Bronson Arroyo, I'm sitting there watching him like, wait a minute, they can hit that. And then you're four innings in, and you're like, nobody's hit that yet. How often do those performances happen as a broadcaster for you where you're like, this is amazing that I am watching this, and it's not happening the way
Bruce
it should
Chen.
Be happening?
Bruce Chen every time.
Yeah, to borrow Jim Deshaies's line, it's why you don't bet on baseball. Because you just can never really predict how a game is going to go. Look, Arroyo hit all of his spots. The Cubs were swinging early and often in the count, so his pitch count was low. He probably could have gone more than the six innings he went, but because he hasn't pitched in a couple of years and, you know, Brian Price wanted to make sure, I think, that he got out of there feeling good about things, and they've got a hard-throwing bullpen. So, yeah, I think the Cubs expected to score a bunch of runs. They weren't able to do it against Arroyo, and, you know, he's below hitter speed, bat speed right now, and he's going to have to be perfect with his command to continue to have success.
I know you've been asked about this before, but it's something that we talked to Jake Arrieta about it, and it's been monitored early on in the season, and that it's not just Arrieta, it's that Cubs pitchers' velocities have been lower across the board at a time when, because of a change in the measurement of pitch speed out of the hand rather than where it crosses the plate, most velocities elsewhere in MLB are up. The Cubs as a group are not. Is there something reasonable to explain this, or are we reaching when we say, well, they didn't pitch as much in spring training and they're going through that period when they're still developing arm strength in the season rather than before it? I don't know what to make of it.
I don't either. And we are kind of just grabbing at air, probably trying to figure it out beyond just the two or three guys having maybe a bit of a dead arm period. But the irony is Jake Arrieta's velocity was at its best.
I saw that.
In his last start. And he gave up five runs in the first two innings before settling in. So, yeah, you know, I am guilty of looking at the velocity, and it can be very instructive in so many ways. Exit velocity now is kind of the new thing that we look for with batters and really with pitchers, right, to try to get weak contact. But the bottom line is if you're getting results, I suppose that's the number one goal. And the one thing we have seen with Jake is we've seen him mix up his repertoire quite a bit. We had starts earlier when he was throwing his curveball a lot more often, and I think he got away from his fastball to his detriment maybe early in that start against the Reds and kind of got back to his fastball later on. So it's just a game of adjustments, and, you know, I expect every time out we'll see something a little bit different from Jake, which I kind of like.
You mentioned the defense being in a slump. How does one kind of work their way out of that? Because Joe Maddon isn't the guy that's going to make you take 100 ground balls before a game. If anything, he's going to make you come to the park later so you can stop thinking about baseball. But how do these guys with this group, if you've seen this before, over the last couple of years. How do they kind of work themselves out of it? Or is it just a personal, you know, a personal man by man case where it's, okay, I'll do this and this guy doesn't do that. So, you know, everybody goes about it in a different way.
Well, I think with every area in the game, your reputation usually says that by the end of the year, you'll be what you've been. And I think defense, maybe more than any other area, is pretty solid in that regard. Hayward has been considered one of the best corner outfielders in the game the past 5 or 6 years. Rizzo not only won the Gold Glove last year, but the Platinum Glove. So everybody kind of looks at him as a premier guy, no matter what position, whether it's first or second base, right? With the bunt coverage, and Baez and Russell, you know, we expect them to be very good. But I would also say defense is the one area where you can work harder, if you have any sort of mechanical issues, if you have a throwing issue or what have you. But I don't see anything that's trend-worthy, you know, something that we keep seeing over and over again that would lead you to believe that, that somebody needs to make a big adjustment. It's just part of baseball. You just have these stretches where you just aren't very good.
Jason Hayward starting to drive the ball. Last year, his Fangraphs wins above replacement was 1.6, and he is already a quarter of the way there to that number in just 18 games at 0.4 wins above replacement compiled. And I, what I said about some offensive benchmarks for him, we know the base running component's going to be there. We know for sure the defensive component is going to be there. If for me, and you tell me if you think that this is outlandish, I thought I'd set a reasonable number, either or, based on his career production, an 800 OPS, or if you prefer, a weighted on base average of 350. I think that's reasonable. I think it's doable, and he's sort of flirting around some of those. I believe he's at a 337 weighted on base average now, and I think he becomes a really valuable player, worth every penny if he gets to some of those numbers by the end of the year.
Yeah, I totally agree, and I think with the OPS so far, what we've seen, it's probably going to be tilted a little bit more toward the on base percentage than necessarily the slugging. And just spitballing here, but I think long-term, and he's got an 8-year contract, I think he can be the leadoff guy down the road. And they're happy with Schwarber, who continues to get on base. But with his power, I really believe Hayward, if he's doing what you just described, Dan, is to me kind of a perfect leadoff guy, because he'll take his walks. You don't have to get home runs from him, and he's probably the best base runner on the team. So, you know, look for that down the road. I don't think it will happen anytime soon. And managers tend to, when guys have struggled for a long time and then they get into a hot stretch, they kind of want to leave them where they are. And for Jason, that's 5, 6, or 7 in the batting order. But if there's a tweak to the lineup down the road, I think maybe Hayward moving up into the top two spots could be interesting.
All right, the Cubs have had their hands full with the Pirates, and they get another crack at them starting tonight, a game you'll hear on these very airwaves. Len, thank you as always.
Sounds good, guys. Should be a fun week here in Pittsburgh, and then off to Boston to play the Red Sox. Can't wait.
And no Chris Sale, apparently, as the way they've set up their rotation.
Right, no Chris Sale, no John Lester for the Cubs this weekend, but there'll still be plenty of storylines to talk about.
Yeah, the Red Sox are feisty, too, boy.
That's Len Casper, who joins us weekly. Chicago Baseball Game Day schedule presented by Mariana. Cubs at Pittsburgh, Sox at home against the Royals. Mariano's save, earn, share. Stop by Mariano's today and score deals with their revamped rewards card. Save with personalized coupons, earn freebies from Mariano's specialty shops, share discounted Mariano's gift cards with friends and family. Got a little bit of Bulls news, and will lead us back into some Bulls discussion, trying to figure out exactly what this team is and what they're trying to accomplish at this point in what is a best-of-three series with the Celtics holding home court advantage. 312-644-6767. Happy to grab some calls as well. Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Hi, this is Chicago Baseball World Champ Wilson Contreras. As a catcher, I know a great pitch when I see one. So when Westfield Ford showed me how much I save, I was all in.
Right now at Westfield Ford, drive a new 2017 Fusion for just $219 a month or buy it for only $17,995.
Join me, Wilson Contreras, on my other championship team, Westfield Ford, on a Grange Road in Countryside. Visit westfieldford.com.
Closed end 36-month lease. To qualified buyers, $2,509 due at inception. 10,000 miles per year. Taxes and fees extra. Ends 4/30/17.
CBS Monday. Get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before?
Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me.
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are men of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some things for the office, but money is tight.
Well, now at Staples, we're celebrating HP Savings Month. You'll find big savings on great HP products all month long.
Save big on HP? How big?
Right now, get up to $100 off an HP OfficeJet Pro printer.
Whoa. Mind blown.
You're the third one this week.
Now, during HP Savings Month at Staples, get up to $100 off an HP OfficeJet Pro printer. Its lightning-fast two-sided printing can save you both time and money.
Hence, $429.17. See store or staples.com/HPmonth for details. Restrictions may apply.
Hey, Metro PCS and Cricket customers. Are you tired of family plans with data limits? Check out Boost Mobile's best family plan ever. Right now, add a line with unlimited gigs for just $30 a month. Is that an amazing value or what? Even more amazing, you can add up to four lines with unlimited gigs for $30 each, all on Boost's crazy fast nationwide network. What are you waiting for? Visit a Boost Mobile store today. New CBS Wednesday.
Survivors ready. Go!
20 of Survivor's most risk-taking.
A lot of feelings are going to get hurt.
Groundbreaking.
It's no holds barred.
Legendary players of all time return.
There's never been anybody like me.
And they're rewriting the playbook again.
I'll stab you in the back and you'll say thank you afterwards.
Big moves are going to be made.
Survivor Game Changers.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
New CBS Wednesday.